این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. Allah is the greatest. First it endorses Allah, then it praises Him. Next it glorifies so that the praising of Allah occurs between one endorsement of infallibility and one glorification. When you want to bow in ruku, you glorify Him by saying takbir. When you stand upright after bowing in ruku, you say takbir. While in the bowing position of ruku, you endorse His infallibility. When you want to prostrate in or sujood, you again glorify Him by saying takbir.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. What we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then take some points and lessons out of these speeches. You know, on the subject of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran has said, "Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives sins." You know, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is about having hope in the mercy of God and its sweet consequences. You know, God's mercy is by far the most frequently mentioned quality of God in the Holy Book of Quran. In addition to its theological significance, divine mercy plays a central role in Islamic spirituality and moral outlook. Trying to understand God's mercy followed by trying to be merciful to others form the core of the spiritual journey and moral practice. God's mercy has no limits and does not accept any restriction. The only restriction is in our understanding, and therefore we may not be able to grasp all aspects of His mercy.
صلى الله عليه صل يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
In a beautiful supplication which is recommended to be recited after each daily prayer, we say, Allahumma inna maghfiratik arja min amali. O Allah, your forgiveness gives me hope more than my actions. However, we need to keep in mind that performing good actions is pertinent. Merely having faith is not enough. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Do not be like him who hopes for bliss in the next life without action." This narration shows that although we must have hope in mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must not forget to take action in that regard and do not commit sin in the vain hope of forgiveness of Allah. Surely the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach those who try their best to keep away from sins and follow His orders in their lives. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi also recommended us to have hope in the mercy of Allah, but not in a way to do whatever sin we want and not refraining ourselves from the evil conducts and their consequences. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode, and until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.